the posse, like he's the people.
So Nardwar, the human serviette.
Yeah.
He's a Canadian journalist who does like interviews with a lot of musicians, a lot of rappers for sure. The ones that I've watched, and he both gifts them very like thoughtful, unique gifts that they like. Maybe no one close to them really knows about.
It'd be like some random record. He's like, this is a record you love when you're a kid, right? And they're like, how the fuck did you fucking know that?
He's like, your dad was in a band. And he'll find like a sealed cassette tape that his dad, that the artist's dad probably can't even get.
Whoa.
So he holds the mic way too close to their face. But they love him at this point because he's just one of the most thoughtful journalists, I would say, doing that.
That's pretty cool. I never thought that you could buy gifts like that for the people you interview.
He does it like as a flex though. Remember that it's like deep cuts and
I mean, I respect it.
It's a give and a get.
It's kind of creepy. I don't want anyone knowing that much about my life. He'll be like, oh, I know you kissed like little Sally on the cheek and when you were in fourth grade at your school in North Carolina. And they're like, how did you know that?
Because she told.
It's like, I fucked Sally too. That's why. Yeah. That's how I know that.
He knows way too much.
So he got you the same bubble gum that she liked or something like that.
I think he might be the Canadian feds. Like, he knows way, way too much about. Like, I bet you he knows stuff about everyone sitting right here.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, your deepest, darkest secrets. I don't. Because he's a pervert, maybe. He's an information pervert.
An information pervert.
I think that's what gets him off, knowing stuff.
This guy once in college called me an emotional slut.
What is that? What does that mean?
It just reminded me of that term. That I just like gave my affection away too easily or something.
I thought you just meant that you were emotional and also a slut.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, that was like really.
It's the kind of slut you were.
Oh, no, it was a kind of
slut. You thought it was a Spanish Y, like, like an and.
It's not the mostly closed off slut.
Emotional and a slut?
Like, I was too available. That's what he was trying to tell me. And then I killed him.
Damn, yeah, that's some cold shit.
I know, it was really cold.
Yeah, why would you?
It was real fucked up. He was like that, but.
Was this a person you knew?
I didn't love myself enough to get.
Oh, you know, she dated this motherfucker. It's someone you dated. Of course.
Okay, it was Danny Durag. And it wasn't like a dating situation. It was like friends hooking up situation. Right. Oh my God, why did we do that? That's disgusting situation.
I gotta be honest, it's pretty good for a dude named Danny Durag to come up with that. Like, that's pretty fucking. I didn't think that was in his toolbox. You know
what I'm saying? If you're out there, Danny, hit me up.
Did he wear a durag? Awesome.
No, never mind. I mean, not in that way, cochinos. Disgusting.
Let's see how those waves developed, you know?
Yeah.
Over all this time.
He has an ocean on his head. Art of negging.
Also, he called me an emotional slut, so fuck you, Danny, all right? Damn. Yeah. Damn. Anyway, I have something to say. Oh my God. This is going to follow me until the end of time. So Martin isn't here. And I heard he was having a BBL in Turkey.
He went to the hair place for a butt.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Next, he's going to go to the butt place for some hair.
Well, he wants a hairy butt.
Yeah.
You see. He's a making extra hairy.
Yeah. Extra plugs.
Well, he's recovering. Lots of ice packs, from what I hear. And
he was already pretty thick. I'm not gonna lie.
I picked him up from the airport. He had to sit like forward on the chair.
Oh.
He couldn't even sit down. Yeah. He had to like.
Kind of the donuts.
Yeah.
Is he double cheeked up now? Like, did you?
Was it worth it?
Well, he'll eat.
On a Tuesday, just literally.
Oh,
yeah.
Just walking.
But was it worth it?
In yoga pants.
He said it's worth it, but let's see how it plays out.
Is it true that he was only able to afford one cheek this time and he's going to go back to the other cheek? Is that true?
Paid for one cheek on a firm.
Yeah, his chiropractor's ecstatic, actually.
He's going to wear a big wallet on his other other budget.
He's really cheap, so, I mean, it's not far-fetched.
Now, you got that 2-for-1, I think. He'll be okay.
He's paying that other one off.
You got that Groupon for it. Is he gonna get the other one done in Turkey?
One cheek, get other cheek free?
Okay. Yeah.
Different countries?
Yeah. Right cheek in Turkey, left cheek was Azerbaijan?
Yeah. Not Brazil. Let's go to Eastern Europe and get the BBL.
Yeah, yeah.
The country's known for the biggest, plumpest butts. Yeah.
Get some hair while you're there. So, but let's.
He doesn't make the best decisions.
Oh. Well, we wish you the best, Martin.
I mean, it's the holidays. Do what you want. Get yourself. It's his gift to him. It's his Christmas gift to himself. half a luscious butt cheek.
Mm-hmm. one full butt cheek.
Yeah,
it's a full butt cheek.
Half a butt.
I mean, but half a butt.
It's not a half butt cheek. He didn't get a quarter butt. No, he's not. He's not.
Oh, okay.
He's
not right. Yes.
He's not that stupid.
Yeah.
Not
just
that
stupid. One butt cheek.
Yeah, he got a full butt cheek.
A cheek.
He wouldn't have gone over there for a quarter butt cheek. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, if the price is right, who knows?
That's right. Like I said, we wish him the best, and we'll get you a nice soft chair when you come back.
Yeah, we miss you.
Yeah, we ordered it. It's on its way. And in the meantime, we got Maurice filling in.
Yeah, back again.
Maurice.
I've heard you all have been slandering me lately. I listen to the podcast still, saying that I'm like watching people on the subway, which I am not.
Yeah, so you're creeping on someone.
I was creeping. I just saw someone reading Erica's book while I was listening to the podcast.
See, I'm
we butchered the hell out of that one.
Yeah, it's okay.
I still like it's sort of one of those things. I don't know if I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I still believe the first version. Like, why would you come on now and change it? You know what? Like months later, you come and change your story.
Do
your own research.
Now, I said the story the right time. I think Erica got a little bit mixed up, and it's fine. Like, no one was hurt.
It's hard to believe that I would mix something up.
She did get a little defensive. We pressed her on it, and she was like, listen, I don't know. Okay. Looking over the.
Don't look at me for facts. Yeah. Okay.
The follow through was like half. It was like, you were like, the conviction was there, but part of you was like, this sounds off.
It felt off, like, but I was like, whatever.
That also felt like some shit he would do. You know what I'm saying?
I don't look over shoulders. When I'm on the subway, I'm looking straight ahead or at my own phone, not at anyone else's phone, except for the day Donald Trump was elected, when everyone was sad in New York City. Very, very sad.
Horrible
day for
time.
Yeah, everyone.
I was there in New York.
And I was taking the train home. Everyone on the train is sad except for this one man. This one man sitting next to me on the subway, and I was like, why does this man have a smile on his face? And someone had sent him some nude videos that he felt fit to play very loudly on the subway.
Whoa.
And he was having himself a good old time.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not always about politics, okay? Yeah. You know, and this is, that guy taught us
a
lesson.
He needed cheering up.
Yeah, he knows.
And I didn't want to look. I did not want to look, but I could not help but see what was going on.
That's natural.
Yeah.
So what was going on?
Half a BBL. I think that's what Martine was
that's
inspired
a category.
By.
Yeah.
I don't, it was just.
Like a mid BBL.
Yeah, it wasn't like professional quality stuff. That's all I'm going to say. But he was having himself a good old time, and who am I to yuck someone's yum? I hate that phrase.
Yeah.
I hate it, but it's true.
You just used it in a real yuck situation.
Yeah. I feel yucked out now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm around too many white people at work. I think that's the problem.
A lot of yucking of yums out there?
Yeah. A lot of people say that. I'm like, ugh. I can't believe I just said it. Yeah, I'm ashamed.
Yum. It really sounds way more gross than it. Then it has to be to me. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yuck my yum. First of all, it's not like a yum. Guys, like, hey, I'm just looking at some porn on the train. It's not necessarily my yum.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Wednesday. Okay. What do I know?
Yeah. I mean, he's just, I don't know. Someone sent him something to bring him joy. And I don't want to shit on his joy.
How do you
joy.
Know he got sent to him? Is it because you sent it to him?
No, I.
I'm fucking cracking the fucking
it
case.
Was, no, it was not me. I was also sad. I was sad. I thought it was on Facebook at first, but then I saw he got messages and he opened the message and it's just, yeah.
Well, maybe good for him.
I don't know. It was some amateur shit. So this was like some. This wasn't from a site.
Wait,
this
what if it was someone, like a supportive, a supportive partner? Because they're like, man, everyone's sad. Yeah. My partner's especially sad because we talked this morning or we talked last night, and he's like. Yep, here's a Say low quality.
Low quality. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Poorly lit. That home video they made for their partner or person wasn't up to your standards.
I like a lot of. I mean, I'm an auteur. Like Scorsese, I want like some Spielberg. I want some production values there. I don't want to see like you know low light, grainy. You don't know what's going on. There's a cat in the background.
Someone ever said you nude? You're like, you look great. However, the composition is fucking bullshit.
I have critiqued the lighting before. I have critiqued a long time ago. I'm not getting a lot of nudes sent to me. I don't go for that sort of thing generally.
Like, what is this 8-bit genitalia?
Like, why is this so grainy? This looks like it's on a razor from like 2005.
So if you're gonna get nude pics, they better be high res.
Yeah, 4K at least. Wow. Don't send me like, you know, glitchy photos. I want to be able to see everything, like everything, and like in clear quality, at least 4K.
All right, we understand. We fucking understand.
Not that I want those. I don't want. I'm just saying. If I were,
he wants high res nudes all the time, every day, on the train, under a bridge. Doesn't matter. With green eggs and ham, had a shit
with
at any time.
Yeah. In a house. Yep.
Yeah. So it's high res 4K
at church.
News.
Yeah.
So that's what you're about. You're about creeping up people's phones on trains.
No.
High res amateur porn. So niche.
I've never creeped on a person at the train. I will say I've never. Never would I. Never have I ever.
Okay, I believe him. Okay. Look at him.
Yeah. I'm a trustworthy person. People trust me.
I've known you for almost 15 years, and you haven't pissed me off that much. So
oh, that's good.
I think that's
that
good.
Much?
You pissed me off once when you left to New York without saying goodbye.
I'm known for doing that.
But he had a line on some high-res porn, and he couldn't miss out. It was time-sensitive.
4K.
And it was 4K.
Yeah, I guess.
He had to do what he had to do.
I had to drive to New York for it. Like, this was like, you couldn't get it in Chicago.
He's like, I can send it to you. He's like, no, it won't be high quality enough. I'm going to bring, he brought his own little thumb drive over there to get it. It was weird.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was a lot of, I drove 12 hours nonstop for it. I was dedicated.
That's why you moved there. You called it the frontier of picture quality.
They're doing some like good stuff out of New York. There's a lot of technology out there. Video technology
in the field, yeah, in the area, a lot of good stuff's going on. It's sort of a renaissance, if you will.
I mean, well, not for that dude on the train that night. He was getting low quality, so I felt bad for him. But it made him happy, so that's all that matters.
What was he wearing?
I don't remember. Like a shirt.
Honestly, New York City train stories, like everything's on the table,
no,
though.
I've definitely seen a lot of dudes shirtless.
He's already watching.
Pantsless. I saw a pantsless man last week.
I want details.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
tell us.
It's not for me to know.
What?
We had a pact. That was like, we looked each other in the eye. On the train,
he just put his hand on his shoulder and he said, "It's quality's terrible. Next time, do better."
Ask for at least 2K quality, HD.
Respect yourself,
HD at the least. Like we're what 2024 almost. But this was back in what year was that? 2016.
Damn,
that's you remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah,
having half a BBL.
Yeah, that was a rough year for me. Good God.
I think that was a rough year for, everybody. I remember, But I do remember it was rough for you. I'm glad to see you have risen like a phoenix from the ashes.
Thank you.
I thought that was some poetry in there.
Yeah.
You can
use it.
I already wrote it down.
Okay.
Thank you. So just having my daughter open presents Christmas morning is the best thing in the world now. It's very, very exciting, I will say. I know. Who have I become? But it's true.
What time did she wake up to do it?
Nah, we did everything like whenever, you know. We didn't really get it done like super early.
So she didn't, because you told she's not into Santa Claus. There's no like.
Oh yeah, there's no Santa Claus, and the reason that we don't want Santa Claus, I guess I'll speak for myself. First of all, it's creepy. Some dude in your house. I don't like that notion. Yeah. You know.
That's a start, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I know it's like,
drinking your milk, eating your cookies.
Yeah.
You and left then, it for him, though. I mean, you put it out for him.
And then
it's a weird agreement, though.
Yeah, okay. Is he a cat? Like, what is going on?
Yeah. Like, does
cookie
he need
burglar, fucking.
That many cookies? Like, he looks very nourished anyway.
He's so fat.
Anyway, nourished.
For any excuse me, for any 6-year-olds listening out there, Santa Claus is real. And what they're all saying is bullshit. Thank you, God.
Real suspenseful.
So there's that part, and then I'm like, I've worked so hard my whole life to get to this point, and I'm able to buy all these great gifts for my kids, and like, I'm gonna give credit to some white dude, you know, crawling down the chimney. Like, fuck that guy.
What if it was like a Mexican Senora Santa?
Well, that's kind of different.
I don't know what she'd be called or what she looks like. I just
she'd be making you know, feel guilty about something.
Yeah, a lot of guilt about something. Yeah. Maybe some pinching of the
yeah, she'd give you gifts, but like just notes with them. Be like, I really shouldn't have given you this because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or takes the cookies and doesn't even eat them. It's just so you don't have them because she pinched you. Just
yeah. Real passive. God. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. That, are you talking about my mom specifically? Or
is your mom Santa Claus?
Yeah, maybe she is.
You could tell your daughter your mom, like her grandmother's Santa Claus.
I could do
that'd
that.
Be that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't want some motherfucker taking my shine. And yeah, that's I'm not fair. Sorry. And yeah. It's a weird myth, you know.
What
I like, it feels like a capitalism because I'm even thinking about my like hardworking parents. They would get one from Santa and one from themselves because they weren't like giving up all the credit.
Yeah.
And now that you're grown, you're like, damn, they had to get two gifts and show up because of this. Like, you're an American kid, but
yeah,
I don't know. Sounds made in the marketing boardroom and we're just rolling with it.
Sounds like y'all trying to kill Christmas. What sounds like to me. So it sounds like to me.
I mean, whatever.
I bet y'all say happy holidays, don't you?
I say both. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that. If I know that person, you know, won't get mad if I. Because you know there is a war.
You don't believe
there is a war on Christmas.
There's a war going on outside.
There's a lot of wars.
Heard.
Yeah,
on Christmas.
Yeah, there's a war going on outside.
It's on pronounced Crimin.
War going on Crimin after that.
Merry Chrysler to all that celebrate.
You know, the only thing that's cool about Santa is like they waking up anticipation. That shit's cool. I think we should make up something else. Like it's like from like your ancestors or something. Like your dead great 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 grandma and grandpa like watch you, and they're like, yo, we thought you like this PlayStation 5. You know what I mean? Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
and we're proud of you.
Yeah, there you go.
So they watch you.
They watch you when you're sleeping, when you're awake,
when you're watching.
No, all that shit's low the same.
Why do we have to have the? We don't need to have. Why do we have to have the watching? I don't like the watching. It's too.
We don't need watching.
Too much.
It's yeah. True.
You're like, right. Why can't you just have a gift to have a gift? Why can't we just be generous to each other?
Because we don't know if you're on the time. We don't know if you're on some fuck shit behind closed doors. Okay,
isn't
do you deserve
everyone
the gift?
Isn't everyone? Yeah, isn't everyone. Wow.
Hey, my similar thing I saw recently was these two little Mexican kids get coal, like a big hunk of it too.
Oh,
it was surprising
I saw that.
How, surprising how big of a like charcoal bit it was.
I thought and it was they, a like a what do you call it like the. Cinder block it for a little oh, cinder right? Block.
Yeah, it was like this like big heap of coal they both got. They both immediately get excited and they start talking about the carne asada they're
oh
gonna throw.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
You gave them fire and
you give them lemons.
Yeah,
that's so cool. Yeah. Oh, Mexicans, beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. I'd be like, yeah, I'd be like, kind of bad.
I will say that
it's just so sweet.
The energy
like,
in the
oh,
room look
make carne. Yeah.
But the energy in the room looked good, so it did look like a bit. But like these kids, like whether they were part of the bit or not, like they just sold it, and it was really refreshing. To
I mean,
see.
I need to see.
I saw this video. A dude gave his kids a box, PlayStation 5 box. Open it up. There's just like a boot in it, like some books and shit. There was not a
it was like socks.
Yeah, they were all hyped. They got it, but then what? So I don't know. I don't know if it was like they just did that for video. There really was a PlayStation in the other room.
I hope so.
I hope there was a PlayStation.
We never got closure, right?
Yeah. That's some foul shit.
That's foul.
It's not okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The video kind of ends, and so I'm like, oh man.
Some parents are just so fucked up.
Yeah, I need the sequel. Yeah.
Like, it's kind of cool if you have it, like, I set up another room and I got the shit ready, you know, and you do that. Like, but if not, that's some real foul shit.
Yeah.
And they'll never trust you again. Ever again.
Yeah, that's a big disappointment. Holy shit. Yeah, I'd
be like, what? And then they're just laughing their ass off in your fucking face.
Oh,
yeah.
oh my God.
The equivalent? Because that's like a big major thing for kids who can't afford their own PlayStation, right? This is like someone offering to take you to the ball game. And they take you to fucking, like...
drop you off at, like, the hot dog factory parking lot or something.
Yeah.
like, what?
Fuck, we're going to Sam's Club, actually. Yeah, yeah. What the fuck? Man.
It's exactly like that. It's foul, man. I'd be pissed, yo.
That's fucked up. You can't be lying to your kids like that.
What's wrong with Sam's Club, though? I mean, I think I would maybe want to go to Sam's Club more than the ball game. Maybe.
Yeah, because you're grown, but I just picture where kids would like kid, hate to be for like, more
I
than 15
going
minutes.
To Sam's Club as a kid. All the samples, the samples.
That's true.
They had a lot. They had a lot of cool shit at Sam's Club, like PlayStation.
They had churros at my Sam's Club.
Yeah, they had like chicken
churros when you walk out.
Hot dogs. Like,
would you get married in a Sam's Club?
Why not? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever get married, but if I did, why not a Sam's Club?
Okay.
That's why you're not or a Costco.
He's like, I don't know about all that, but maybe the engagement party.
Yeah. I'm sure it's happened. I'm going to look it up.
Definitely someone's gotten married. Happened. Definitely
people
someone's
love got- Costco oh. so hard. Like Martin, for instance.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're converted now, I hear.
I actually.
Like partially?
Did
is it fully?
A sweater there the other day.
Oh, but Costco drip.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized,
Kirkland brand.
It was a Banana Republic, motherfucker. Not
you bought it at Costco. You looking at me like I'm the asshole. You bought it at Costco.
Well, the only reason I would buy something at Costco is because the brand was good.
Mm. Oh damn! Look at this elitist ass motherfucker. Yeah, wow.
No,
brand was good. Let me see the tag on
off brand
shirt.
She's like, oh, what are you wearing? Gildan T-shirt over there. Oh,
shit. My mom taught me.
Wait, but speaking of t-shirt, you got this Italian beef shirt. You're really committing to the bit, and we appreciate it.
Yes, yes. I found a t-shirt that says wet hot beef in the front, like the upper left. And then in the back, there's a beef, an illustration, and then all the different options, like dipped hot peppers, no peppers, etc. And so the only correct way is dipped with hot peppers. And if you do anything else, something's fucked up about you. Okay.
Dip or double dip?
Just one.
Well, you're sure.
So double dip is
that's too much for me. Oh, but wow. I mean, do what you want. Do what you want.
First of all, you're a hypocrite. Second of all, your wet hot beef shirt is just it's just dipped. Just wet hot beefy.
Yeah. I actually had my way with a beef before.
Yeah, I was gonna
met
say,
with you.
Wonder I was like, did you get the shirt dipped as well?
Yeah.
Okay. But not double dipped.
No.
It would compromise the material.
Right. I mean, undignified.
You, don't you all like a beef that's like falling apart, basically? Like
not
like
rotty.
You need a fork to, like how that's do you how get I, that with a single dip? That sounds
but,
like double
but then
dip to me.
With the single dip you could still hold it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Why would you want to hold some just wet and then you just get wet?
It's the price I'm willing to pay. Mm.
It's just part of the culture, you know.
But how do you have to eat your beefs on a plate then, or do you eat it in the foil? Like do you manage this?
See,
with
a dip, you can pull it off with the wax paper and foil you get.
Yeah, usually just go for it. You know,
you need an extra plate.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I ate beefs, yeah,
because he's double dipping. That's
I
fine.
Would get double dip.
That's just
right. I got that from my mom. Loved to double dip.
You just put it in a little bowl and just mix it up, and
you're
then
like
eat
an open face.
Eat it very fast. Like she never needed that. She was able to eat a double dip beef without it like disintegrating in her hands, and I don't know how.
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could never do it. Like, and she, yeah. I haven't had a beef in years. Like,
she in any, like, black history books because of the beef eating?
Not yet, man. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to write about her.
Yeah, I hear
eating a double dip beef.
I hear while you've been gone, you've been
so fast.
You've been dabbling in the salmon chopped cheese, is what I hear you eat in New York, like, weekly?
I'm looking for it. I've heard... I've heard rumors of it. But I don't know where to find it. I'd eat it.
It came up randomly. It got shot down by all New Yorkers. But, like, you happen to be a pescatarian. It's not the craziest idea. Yeah. It's a good fit.
And they got vegan chopped cheese, a vegetarian chopped cheese. It's not bad.
It's not vegan cheese. Stop.
No. Not vegan cheese. I eat it with real cheese. Like, vegan cheese, I agree. Terrible cheese. Should not exist. It's a blot on the earth.
Like, just not have cheese if not that's what you're gonna commit to.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't have it both ways.
No, these motherfuckers always say that shit about like the trying to be some other kind of food. They're always like, "Oh yeah, I had the the vegan pork chops and like it was not bad. It wasn't bad. It's just like it was $80 and it was weird." It wasn't just not bad. It was definitely weird. And everyone knows it. We all know it.
Oh, I get it.
I've had some terrible vegan food where it just like really made me sick. Just eat some vegetables and shit.
Yeah.
Because it's chemicals.
Get you what is the cauliflower steak?
Oh, like, fuck you. Don't call it a steak.
All right, calm. I have eaten a pretty good cauliflower steak. And I do call it something else. I have tried the vegetarian meats. Some of them are passable. But I remember what it was like to eat meat. And I would say, no, it's not the same. Except the Impossible Burger is pretty good.
Those have gotten pretty far along.
But like with fake chicken, there's no bones.
Bleed. It's creepy.
Yeah. I want the bones. I want like the juice. Like that's the fake meat is not juicy enough. I've tried juice. Man.
I've tried like jackfruit and like all like the way they season it. I'm like, it's just like don't do that.
Yeah. Just do something else with the.
Don't try to mimic it. Yeah.
It's boring though if you're just eating vegetables and rice
Well, just make something else. Make something that's not a burger that you can't do with meat. It's not like motherfuckers of meat trying to make meat fucking lettuce and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I want to make this lettuce, but it's made out of bacon.
Yeah. There's meat salads out there. There's whole YouTube enterprises built on like what can you make out of bacon, like bacon shakes, bacon salads, bacon. I don't even know. They look it up on YouTube. Everyone
perfumes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's 100%. Did you ever have bacon perfume? I think I learned about bacon perfume from you.
I think I just made it up.
Oh, it exists. You can definitely get bacon perfume. I almost bought it once.
You're gonna have a bunch of fucking dogs chasing after you.
There'd probably be a bunch of white hipster dudes that love Gozis and Scotch whiskey.
With those little curly Q mustaches.
Yeah, they all love bacon for some reason. Yeah. Especially in Brooklyn.
I thought bacon was over.
Though. It's their personality.
I thought bacon, like kale, is just gone. Kale was once.
Now what is it?
Worth his bacon's in right now?
Well, bacon's always in.
I think it's overrated, but
wow.
Yeah, people do try to be like what Parks and Rec dude and try to be like this like bacon coffee scotch man.
Making their personality. Yeah. Like wear a shirt. Yeah. It's just like based on bacon or just a wet hot beef, for example. Just wearing a beef shirt.
It's the sexiest thing I've ever put on.
So you have a bacon shirt?
No, this shirt. The wet hot beef shirt.
I don't like that sounds. But not double dip. That's what I can't. I don't know.
I'm surprised.
It's not wet enough.
I'm surprised as Americans we haven't thrown bacon on like a fucking Philly cheesesteak or Chicago Italian.
Definitely out. No, it exists. Mm. We've done everything
the
bacon
at some cookout.
I'm sure the motherfucker just did that when they got home. Like, what the fuck put bacon on this shit too?
Man, that's hardcore, man.
I mean, it does slap. Bacon on a burger, like fuck, man.
Yeah. Well, it's beautiful.
Awesome. You are here with the No Chingas crew, where Erica L. Sanchez and the gang get together and talk about chingaderas, things that make us say no chingas. You know, we wrap up with positive things that make us say si chingas. Still sounds weird. I don't think that's a saying or phrase.
No one says it, but I know it's funny.
Shit all sounds the same to me.
But I say it every week, right? And then question it. But my name is Jorge. Do not call me George. And I'll, here for the children.
Oh, that's me.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I mean, it's great.
Coming for a spot, man.
I wish more people were here for the children. I'm Roddy. You know what it is. I don't want to be here, but I feel like I got to be for the children. I got to give some game. Not enough people doing that out here.
I'm Erica Sanchez, and I missed recording with you motherfuckers. Missing Martin, but, you know, he's got to get that.
Priorities.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Priorities.
And I'm here filling in for him because he literally can't sit here. Maurice. Yeah.
We don't have that type of chair yet. We're ordering one.
Yeah. Back from my, on a sabbatical from my rat doctoral studies, since I'm studying rats.
Again?
I'm going to become a doctor of ratology now.
Shut the fuck up.
And Subway sandwiches.
They go hand in hand.
They go together.
Yeah, there's a lot of classes. There's a lot of overlap there.
But I'm really here to defend my honor because I've heard what you all have been saying. So, that's why I'm here.
Awesome. With that, we'll get started with no chingas if anyone wants to kick us off.
I have a no chingas, and I think it's going to be an interesting one. It's about some strains within the alliance, and not the model Mexican alliance, but the black and brown alliance. Although I will say to Roddy, I realized I have three friends that are former models, not including you. Like four, yeah. Like
wow.
And I'm like, why is that?
You
like,
attract that's really, beautiful people.
I have like fucking 50 friends that were models because I was in the business. So.
Oh well, yeah. No, I got out early.
You kept in touch with all these baby models.
They kept in touch with me.
Do you know the Gerber baby?
he was an asshole. No, we knew him on the scene. Like, you know, I see him out, but he was an asshole. You know,
he was flaky.
Yeah, he was kind of a dickhead. He was on the Gerber shit, whatever. And he wasn't. You know, we were in the trenches. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't crawling in the trenches, and now
he's like, yeah, got that Gerber money, driving his Lambo.
Yeah, he wasn't
living in Calabasas.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Nah, he wasn't shit. Ask any other model from the era; they'll tell you.
But this is not about model business. We this isn't the models podcast. Maybe that should be on the No Chingas network. Roddy and I doing models on models, where we we interview models or former models. I think it'd be great. I think it'd be great. Black models got to stick together.
Let's look into it.
But my no chingas is sorry to be positive during no chingas. But I am concerned about the alliance. Like there's some tension in the alliance. Like I'm dealing with some personally, where I'm not going to say where this is happening. My place of work, studying the rats. But we're looking at like rat justice, so we're justice based, and I've been having some trouble with some of the brown people at my office, and it's not because they're brown, but one of them who is not a black Latino person, because there exists lots of black Mexicans, lots of like Brazil, mostly black, lots of people don't know that. Now I sound like Donald Trump. Lots of people don't know that. Yeah, but
thanks for teaching us.
But no, it's just one of the. I've been working in my field for some time, and I've been a community activist. I think I was one when I met Erica.
Yes,
and I never stopped really doing that work. And it's for people in my community, in the black community. Not the model community. They do need help. We do need model justice.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. There's
that's going to be later. There's a helpline. You can get help. But the the issue is I was invited to speak somewhere. And this person, again, not there. They are part of the Brown Alliance, Latino, Latina, Latinx, said I was not qualified to speak to that community. And I was just like, so which community? I mean, it's not like I stop being black when I walk outside the office or when I'm not studying rats or hanging out in the subway. Like, I'm always black everywhere I go.
That's absurd.
Yeah. Well, that I'm black? Yeah, it is. Frankly, it is. Yeah. Race is a construct.
Well, yeah.
It's not real.
Yeah, it's absurd. Yeah.
But no, it was just, I was just shocked for someone to say that to me. And then when I asked them, why would you say that to me? And then they said, well, I don't know you. And then they were like, oh, But why would, like, what does that mean? Like, what does that have to do with anything? And they knew this event was for black people and suggested other black people. Mm. So it was just kind of, I don't know. And then.
Tell her to check the motherfucking CV, dog.
I should. I just,
yeah,
just
for
like,
real. Just, send it to her.
Just emailed it to her right then and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been stressful dealing with that because I'm not really getting backup where I work.
Yeah.
And then I'm having trouble with other people. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? But then on the flip side, With this, and I have a colleague that actually calls this an opportunity. All the migrants coming to the United States, that is an opportunity for our country. Migration is always an opportunity, and that's how we should look at it.
I believe that too.
Mm-hmm. We shouldn't look at it as a crisis or something bad. But anyway, with all of the migrants here, I've unfortunately been seeing some of the black community like pushing back against having migrants come or like live around them. And it's especially for black people who are descended from enslaved people. Mm-hmm. We're literally migrants. If you're living in Chicago, if you're living in L.A., if you're living in New York, wherever, like your family migrated from the South, which was like a very precarious place for them to live. And that's what these people are doing. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad that we're not seeing that understanding between our communities to see like we're in the same struggle. The same stuff is happening in both of us, like both of our communities. And we really need to. To be there for each other.
Yeah, no, I think it's, I agree. I've been seeing that as well. Talking to people, talking to black folks and stuff like that. And yeah, I think I really get the sense that a lot of them are like, oh, so you just, because you know, there's a lot of money going into to try to figure out what to do with migrants that are dropped in our lap, say in Chicago. I'm talking about Chicago specifically. All these migrants are busting. Or and you know, flown in from Texas, you know, unannounced, right? So like everyone trying to figure out what to do, and there's, you know, like money at the state level going to them, and the black folks' argument is valid, which is like, where was this money? Like our community's been disenfranchised the entire time we've been here.
Yeah,
you know, where is this investment? That's the argument, right?
Yeah,
that's the fair argument. However, it's like it's not a us versus them. See, today you have us fighting for scraps. Right, like us fighting each other, right? Like
designed it,
yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. And it's like that's it's designed to be like that, and it's not like that. To your point, the migration is the same. Like that's why the alliance is so important. Like this is why we're trying to do it. Like people talk like, because yeah, it's. I mean, that's the argument. And they're gonna put them in our community when they come. When we never get any money, and now you're gonna get a bunch of money in our community to house these people that just came here. Why aren't they in a white community? I mean,
those are real questions.
It's arguments, yeah. It's not the immigrants' fault,
right? Exactly,
right? Yeah. It's systematic, and that's what like that's, you know, it's just really hard to explain that to people, because also there's a lot of propaganda out there. Like these people are getting propagandized. There's so many these fucking hip hop podcasts and shit of like influential people talking all this. Like they're just literally speaking propaganda on immigration, weird vaccine shit, like all that fucking bullshit. And it's like, you know, and it's sad to see, but like that's why, like this is what, like, you know, so I said, like, I don't want to be here, but I feel like I have to be. Like this shit's important, like this idea, because like the whole point is to divide us. We're playing right into their fucking hands with that shit.
Yeah. Because if we're like attacking each other, we're not attacking them, right? And you know, that's just how it's built, right? That's what capitalism is. And it's not going to really get any better unless we change it dramatically.
Yeah. You know? I also say it's always a big missed opportunity, because, like, to your example, at work when the Black and Brown Alliance is strong, mm-hmm. it's very powerful. Important, and it's very powerful.
Yeah, unstoppable.
Yeah, you have, like, you know, colleagues who, you know, there's this, like, understand, right? There's an understanding oftentimes that, like, way low on the percentage, but even in your communities though, right? Like you're like, when those communities, cause we're always typically in the same communities based on right. Historic stuff. And, when that alliance is strong, you feel good at home, you feel good at work. Like the quality of life is even better because both parties are just like that nod, that good morning, that, excuse me, at the grocery store, that like, mm-hmm. yeah, we're doing fine.
Yeah, you're building community in that way. And we don't have a lot of places, especially in this hyper-capitalist country, where you can build community. There's a like third spaces are these places where you could go and you don't have to spend money. You could build community. And a lot of those are being closed down, gate-kept, like public parks, like building. Like it's very like, I think
our system doesn't allow that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? They don't want that. They don't want people just gathering together just to get to know each other, because there's so much of us and we have so much power. Yeah. And they know like it's
the
basically
kind of shit we can talk.
Yeah.
That's a good point. It's like you're saying, when I think about, I can't think of many free get togethers.
Yeah.
And it's been prohibited more with, again, I saw parks go without like basketball hoops and this continual like don't get together energy that is given off.
Yeah, like people, like when I go to meet my friends, like let's go meet at the bar. But that means like you're spending like 30, 40 bucks just like, and we should just be able to go to places
that aren't our homes. We don't have,
that aren't our homes. Just to hang out, just to chill, just to get to know each other.
Chicago, you ever, think about any time your neighborhood, if you live in a changing neighborhood in Chicago, just think about it. You've heard someone's trying to build like a low income housing, like buildings like that. And like, think about how the community loses their shit about parking or some other fucking bullshit. Just like, think about how many times that shit happens. And then how many times they curb whatever, like how many times it works. Like, it's just like this kind of shit. Like all these little fucking things, like all this dumb shit.
It's amazing. Like watching white people, I'm like, oh, you can complain about that.
Watch them work. Yo, watch them unite. Watch them work, dog.
Yeah. Fucking shit. Like just the way they operate, I am astounded at times.
They'll be at the precinct meeting or at the town hall meeting, and you're just like, people just want to live in apartments if that's okay with you.
No, I talk about so back to the immigrant issue in Chicago. Like, okay, what if you did take all the migrants and put them just in Lakeview somewhere where there's a bunch of resources and there's a bunch of resources there, there's a bunch of employment there, there's a bunch of everything there, right? What if you did put them there? Everyone would complain, and all those motherfuckers vote, and all those motherfuckers have money, right? And all those motherfuckers have influence much more than if you put them in a community of, let's say, black folks that have been disenfranchised, that have never had a voice anywhere,
that are afraid to say anything ever.
Yeah, it's like they can be mad. Like their attitude, I'm sure, is like they're gonna be mad, but like not really going to fuck with me.
What can they do?
They don't have money.
They convinced the aldermen, so that's that. Right? It's like,
No, it's, you know, so, like, it's a terrible system. And the other day I was walking in this nice neighborhood Christmas shopping, and there were just migrants everywhere, and, you know, including children. And probably... like 10 to 15 clusters of people. And I was just so taken aback by that, about how we live in a world where, me included, we can go to these like bougie stores and buy like a specialty meat or something like that. Or
that's
like
bougie for you. I love
cauliflower steak.
You know, for real. Yeah. Or some nice like olive oil soaps or whatever, you know, just bullshit that I don't really need. And then people here don't have anything to give their children for Christmas. You know, like, I hate that I live in this world that we have to, that people have to experience poverty and despair in that way. And anyway, just also just studying the people around me, it seemed for the most part no one was really concerned. I don't know if that is accurate, but that's the vibe that I got. And that really fucked with me. And me, a person who feels like a million things all the time, it was so much. I didn't know what to do with all of that. And I'm still trying to calculate. But yeah, it was a lot. And then also knowing what it's like to be poor, you know? And so it's like, how do I bridge all of this shit together and make sense of it?
I know what you mean. I'm like that all the time. Like, whenever I see someone unhoused or like on the subway or whatever, I'm like, I used to have this was the issue I had, where I would feel like really, really upset about myself that I could not like just give them all my money. But like, my therapist was like, yeah, you can't help everyone. Like, you, like, it's unfortunate.
Yeah,
like, you have to, you can only do so much. So I do try to do that, but it's just seeing someone in that position and then being feeling like I can't do, what can I do for that one person? Like, I can't help everyone.
Yeah. I gave money away. I forgot that part. Just like, you know, just because I felt like it's Christmas, what the hell? And I not to, you know, self-aggrandize myself or anything like that, but I do this every once in a while. I can't do it every single time that I see a migrant, but sometimes a migrant family, you know, is on the street and I do something. But those acts, like, they don't make me feel any better. It's not about that. And also, that didn't really do that much for them, you know? Yeah. Like these little moments of me giving them, here's 10 bucks, here's 5 bucks, here's 20 bucks, you know, whatever.
It just reminded me of, kind of go back to the conversation, having a conversation I had with a black dude acquaintance of mine. We were talking about the migrants, and I was like, man, yeah, I feel bad. I'm always giving money. He's like, man, you know, they're just acting. And I'm like, okay.
What does that mean?
I'm like, and I was just like, well, you know, the ones I've seen, like, they're literally, like, I go to work, and they're there when I go to work, and they're there when I leave work. And I'm like, if that's their job, like, that shit sucks. And then, like, because he was like, they should try to go find a job. Like, however How? Ridiculous that
yeah,
is, right?
Yeah.
But they should go find a job. I'm like, well, let's say they could. But, like, they're, like, this, whatever they're doing here, like, that shit still sucks. A fuck, it's cold outside. They have a baby with them. They're yeah. using the child. I'm like,
the babies.
I was like, he said there's something like they were using the kid. I'm like, what is that even?
For what? Where are they going to put the kid?
Yeah, no, it's sick. Just, but, like, this is the type of, but it's type of propaganda.
No compassion.
Someone else told me, oh, a lot of them are just staying in hotels and stuff like that. Like, what the fuck are you reading? Like, where are you seeing
yeah.
this shit?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes like there are temporary times where they do that because, like, let's say, like the other day, a bus dropped migrants off that we had no idea they were gonna drop right to city. I know it, right? So they found temporary housing for them for, I think, like, you know, a few days, few weeks before they could find a place to put them. So people aren't like, oh shit, they're all they're not in the police stations anymore. Like, there's so much shit going on with this. It's like so
it's overwhelming,
crazy. And people are trying to blame like those folks and
being they didn't. Asked to be brought here. Like, that's the thing.
If that's the con, like, that's the most, that sucks. I'm going to sit in the freezing cold with my kid all day and ask people for money. I'm going to get them. Like, that's my whole con. Yo, that's how I do it. I'm like,
no one wants that.
Like, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
you really did it to him.
Yeah, it's like, no, you really got him. You know?
That's how it always works here, though. If you notice, you always, like, here in this country and typically in our global capitalist system, we always pick on the weakest person. But, like, we give them the most power in, like, discord. And I'm saying we as in us here. I'm saying, like, we as in where we live, like the U.S., mm-hmm. like the whole trans panic. There's, like, there's not that many trans people in the world. Like, it's, like, 1, maybe 2%. But, like, they're like, oh, the trans people are just going to take over the United States of America somehow through reading.
And
going to drag brunch or like drag library readings, and like migrants that have no rights, very little rights. Like, it's always looking at the weakest people and picking on them, and then getting everyone else to pick on them, because then they'll be like, oh, well, at least you're not picking on me now. I think that's what they that's what they do. That's
like
what
a,
they do.
It's like a group, like a group trauma response to as long as it's not me looking as people. Yeah, it's fucked up.
I think this is a good segue to my no chingas, actually, because it involves. Oh, do you have some more to say?
Oh, was it migrant related?
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No,
no. I just also want to mention the death of the migrant boy, because I don't want to miss that. Recently,
it was a Pilsen shelter.
Yeah, a 5-year-old boy died, and they're saying that it was not because of an infectious disease, but they still don't know why he died. And essentially, you know, people are getting sick in these spaces because they're all crowded together, and you know, a lot of people have been sent to the hospital. And I mean, no one wants to live like that, you know, losing your child to a disease because you are a migrant and you're like living in difficult conditions. Like, could you just conceptualize what that would be like? I think people don't read enough because people don't empathize it in a way that, I don't know, makes sense to me, you know, how could you tell the mother of this child that she's just taking advantage of a system? Like, what system? Which one? Like, the system, like, she fled?
The basic needs system? Yeah.
Like being from the poorest, like being the poorest person in the poorest country in the world?
Yeah.
And then coming to being the poorest person in like the richest country in the world? Like, what part of
the system is she trying to get? Yeah.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You're not winning. You're just trying to get by. And so it just drives me nuts. Like, read some fucking fiction, everyone. Just read fiction all the time.
Get your mind right, yeah.
I mean, I actually learned, this is wild. I actually learned, and this is going to get a little bit academic. I apologize for that, and I'm probably going to butcher this person's name, but
we're ready to make Anne-Marie fun of you,
don't Sin worry. Is this an economist who looks at our economy is fucked up. We don't have enough time to get into that, like our conception of it. Just know it's a fairy tale and a myth. But this economist won the Nobel Prize by looking at like developing people's capacities. And he said that, like, when he looked at the way a capitalist economy is structured, like, empathy is not a part of that like structure. Like, it's called an externality, which means it's something that's not supposed to happen. So things like empathy, like, I feel like it's drained from us very slowly in all these very subtle ways in this country where we the things we learn, the things we see, and who we give empathy to. Like, I saw an ad for the fucking cops. On, like, defend the cops. Like, wait, oh, they God. Have, like, for what?
No, it's exactly, it's
bizarre.
It's the purpose of propaganda. You have to, you have to make people accept this. Like, so the more migrants that come, like, eventually, let's say it's just gets crowded and crowded, and then there's, instead of 15 on that nice street, there's fucking 60. Guess what? Like, it's just gonna, like, the rich motherfuckers are still gonna keep going on, and they're still gonna be poor. They're still, you know, like, do you know what I mean? Like, so like, you know, like, you look at, like, third world countries to be, like, you know, a high rise and then a shanty town or whatever. But, like,
that's what just, it's looking like. What,
so you have to sort of, like, you have to be conditioned to sort of ignore how terrible it is and be able to go spend your money and be out and do this and, you know, like, you know. Go, you know, because, like, otherwise you're like, oh, this shit is so fucked up.
Yeah,
like,
you can't be thinking
about that all the time.
No, you can't. And that's the thing where, like, you know, I go about my day doing whatever, and I literally run into migrant families like multiple times. You know, it's just there. That's the reality that we're living in, and so it's like, how do we live a life where we're like whole and happy and healthy and all of that and still care about other people and somehow find just like a healthy ground, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like there's only so much that we can do as individuals, and you know, people have different forms of power, whatever, but it's also really important that we take care of ourselves in order to fight whatever it is that we're fighting, many things, right, on the daily. So I'm just saying, like, we should make sure we take care of ourselves in these times, in these very, very virulent and complicated times.
Like, I have a feel good anecdote if we want to.
No, thanks. I'm right.
About migrants and my family, like my family, how this has touched my family. So my mother works at a school, and she told me there's this little migrant, a boy that's a migrant, and he doesn't really speak English, so. She was like, oh, like, he's so cute. He's so funny. He always has to use the bathroom, but I can't communicate with him. And I was like, oh, well, I'll teach you Spanish so you can talk to him. So I've been teaching her, like, with my fucked up Brazilian weird accent. But, I've been teaching her Spanish so she can, like, interact with this little boy. And they have, like, a little relationship now. Aww. And she was like, oh, he's so funny. He has, like, these little jokes. So... Yeah, there's like, yeah, that's my mom's, like, she like reached out. I was like, yeah, I want to care for this
that's
child.
That ties it back. Yeah, be aware, be present, take care of yourself, but also take care of others.
Yeah.
When the alliance is strong, it's so strong. You know, you'll feel better in your day. So look out for each other, I think is.
You'll be happier for sure.
Yeah. Cool. Shall we get into chingaderas? The more assorted mix of topics.
How do you translate chingaderas?
Like,
yeah, what is chingaderas, man? Like, I always be, you know, I always say it now to people. I'm like, man, it's getting a little chingaderas, and no one, Mexican people, white people, black people, don't nobody know. It's
getting chingaderas.
There's no translation.
I'm struggling. Yeah, like, I got words in my
bullshit,
mind.
But like,
bullshit's close.
It doesn't capture it. Yeah. Nothing does.
Like fuckery almost?
Yeah, kind of like that. Man, so yeah. That's so what we're going to do.
So many different definitions.
I know.
But they're all in the same family.
Yeah. You know? But I'll kick us off with one, though. I just saw, I think it was like a day ago, maybe, that Sean King got banned from Instagram.
wait, you got to explain who Sean King is, though.
Yeah.
Sean, I vaguely know
who. Yeah, Sean King is like, what is he like? Man. I don't have his bio as IMDb, but I think he's a human who is an activist who's in and out of controversy all the time. Is it accurate? Is it not? I don't follow people's journey.
Activist? He's a white dude, black dude.
He's like, I don't know if he's black. Yeah, he's got waves. I know he has waves.
Okay.
I knew a white kid with waves.
I knew a white kid with waves. Shout out to Jeremy from high school.
Oh, shit. Nobody knows. It's what's that dress? That black and
Yellow or gray?
Yellow or gray? He could be either one. No one knows.
So, and then so he got banned for some sort of comments on Israel Palestine conflict, and I didn't even take the time to look that up, just because the thing that really made me realize is that whether he is a factual person or not, again, it's always up for the debate, which is weird. I don't follow up, but I think it's really worrisome to just give someone your North Star of all things, like political or controversial or like cultural. Like I just thought of it today that it's weird that we're just going to this person's guiding my information journey on this topic.
Yeah.
And some people do look up to him that way.
People look to him for the right thing to do, morally. It's wild.
So that's my take.
How did he get his start?
I think he went to he went to some college, the Rachel Dolezal School of activism. Something.
I'm just wondering, how did this develop this persona? It's so bizarre. And his race is a mystery.
I think this is one thing I realized is that when people, and this goes for conservative, liberal, but there are people in this world when they feel like they got a vein, they got something that they're good or people are into, they'll be like, all right,
I'm gonna be that guy
at all costs.
I'm that bacon guy. People bacon boy Billy now. You know what I mean? And I just think that's what motherfuckers do. So he was like, he was like, didn't know what to do. And one time he said some shit that was maybe we should treat each other equally, really, in middle school. And everyone was like, yeah. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to be an activist now. And that's just, and he's just a shitty person or whatever. But I feel like that shit just, and that has to be with all these conservative people that are just crazy. Cause some of these people were regular people and then they just saw a lane and they're like, oh, fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. But at all costs, I know the one thing I do remember reading a few years back, I think there was the murder of a young child, black child, which in the US, right, is the fucked up part is there's multiple, right? Guns in schools are just common. But this one, I think he said he took credit for, and then the mom a couple weeks later was like, wait, this guy's taking credit for it? We didn't work with him at all.
Working on it, the healing and shit.
Yeah, the conversation with police and just stepping into these that's what I'm saying. Whether he's a factual person or not, I feel like I don't even care. But we are putting up these North Stars of people. It's just
don't do that. Fuck.
I think it's because he came up during right around when social media was really, really getting popping. And then he was able to understand how that works.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of his activism is just through social media.
Talking shit on social media.
Yeah. And I sometimes I don't question it, but the efficacy, there are legitimate uses for social media and activism, but I don't know, you still have to have that person to person meeting in context. There's a limit, I think, to how much social media can do for activism, especially with who's controlling them. So but I think he just figured out that niche, like you said, Roddy, and he just ran with it. He was I know how to get these white people to give me money, blah, blah, blah on Twitter, make my videos. Then I go scam a trip to Mount Kilimanjaro or something or whatever he did.
Charlatan.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it's sort of same vein of like those crooked ass mega preachers and shit. Like, you know what I mean? They're like, fuck it.
It's a mega preacher at that on the social media.
There's a lot of that now, right? I mean, there's some very silly people on Instagram and all that. What's going on with Twitter? Is it dead?
It's still pretty shitty. Okay. I mean, I'm addicted to it, so I end up using it daily. But it's a bizarre place. I have to block a lot of people. Oof. I think I was just put on a list for like morons.
What?
The other day, when I explained to someone how the law works, and then they did not like that and put me on a list of morons or something like that.
Fucking around on Twitter like that, like just talking shit to her, is like being out and like. The wild, wild west. Like, you just out. Like, well, I don't even know what the fuck you're doing out there.
I try not to look at that stuff. I try to look. There's like some like journalist I like Karen Atia. I think that's how you say her name. I don't know how to say it. If she hears this, sorry, I didn't say your name right.
Yeah, I'm sure she might.
She follows me. I think she follows me on Twitter. But anyway, like. I usually try to follow.
This motherfucker think you got clout out here on fucking X, formerly known as Twitter.
I just follow a lot of like silly content creators, some friends I have on there. I find memes. That's pretty much it. Like news, there actually can be news. Like that, what's that guy, Motaz and Beeson, like over in Gaza, those journalists. Mm. I've been following them on like there actually is a lot of good updates there.
But I'm just saying, like they don't have a Threads account too.
I've never,
you know what I'm saying? Like they don't got the gram or some shit.
I don't really go on Instagram that much. I don't know why.
It doesn't work on Android.
I haven't I will not confirm nor deny whether or not I use an Android. But yes, all of those apps work on Android. They all work. But Twitter is a mess. The owner's an idiot. And it's just surprising how someone could take a company worth $44 billion and lose 90% of that value and people still think they're a genius. That's only hilarious.
A white man could get away with such a thing.
But yeah, it's a shit show.
That's crazy.
I got a little chingaderas for y'all as well. So I was reading the news as well because I'd be out there not on Twitter because Elon Musk is a piece of shit.
Yeah, but you love yourself.
Yeah,
on Reddit.
I do on Reddit. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know where I did this. I was probably just doing my own research. I don't even use Google.
Bing?
I just go into the internet and I just type stuff into the URL and I just put .com after it. Whatever comes up and I just keep going.
I have no idea what's going on. I've never heard
of it. Of course.
You buy your shirts from grayt-shirt.com.
Of course. I'm like, man, I need a
food.com. Yeah. I want a pizza.
I'm hungry. Yeah. I'm like, frozenpizza.com, man. You know, guess what? You can get a frozen pizza.
That's all I'm saying. People are definitely going to look that up now.
But I hate you have to. I'm sure.
We don't know what they're what you're going to find either.
We should
either.
Have these on a t-shirt.
Frozenpizza.com.
Yeah.
If you can't buy frozen pizza from frozenpizza.com.
Yeah.
I mean.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
You fucked up. You should have bought the domain years ago.
I'm sorry to interrupt your frozenpizza.com. If that URL is available, get it right now.
Yeah, buy it because
you will be a multimillionaire.
It's just like better than an app. You just type it in.
So I don't have any apps on my phone. I just type in whatever.com and I get what I need. I don't even know what Google is. I don't even use it.
Oh my god! So wait,
remember.
What was your chingadera?
Wait, hold on. Does it exist? Are you looking it up?
So frozenpizza.com is taken. They could still potentially get it.
But nothing's on there. Oh, you could buy it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so. You could. Oh,
I'm gonna
so
put a bid in for the, for the
put,
game.
Put a bid in before we publish this because I think it'll go up significantly after people hear we're after frozenpizza.com.
It's just going to be our website.
You definitely should do that. Right. I will chip into that.
I'll report back.
Yeah. I don't, fuck it. I don't have one anymore. No, I'm joking. All right. Okay. It was, I typed in Massachusetts police chief apologizes after middle school search for LGBTQ book with concerning illustrations.com. And I came up with this news story.
Very specific.
Yeah. I was, you know, I was doing my thing.
Popped
it to
your head.
I was just doing my, I was like doing my .com.
Good keywords, man.
Yeah. Thank you. And so this happened in Massachusetts, like in December, this December, went to W.E.B. Du Bois Regional Middle School.
The irony.
So someone fucking called in. Someone just called in a complaint saying that they were obligated and had a duty to examine the complaint further. So someone just called in and was like, someone's got some nasty books in school, in this middle school. So the police went in. Search for the book. The book was Genderqueer, a memoir, which is
one of the banned
books everywhere, which is, it's not pornography at all. It's a book about like being trans and what, you know, just being
living your life,
living your motherfucking life and shit like that. So the police, so imagine your child was in middle school. Imagine you were in middle school and a police officer comes up to you, pulls you out of class, searches your shit because you had a book.
That's traumatic as fuck.
He's got a book. And actually, to this police chief's credit, they apologize. This is the article about them apologizing for it.
Pretty, like, pretty rare, right?
Yeah. Like, which is like, usually they'd be like, well, our officer, you know, did what he had to do. Like, so, but I mean, all right. But still, like, this is like, this just, to me, really illustrates the slippery slope of like this book banning shit. Like, this, so is this what y'all are going to do?
Forcefully. Like,
you're going to send the police after people who have books?
What's that fucking Fahrenheit 451 type fucking shit?
Right. Like,
weren't we in that book club that one time?
Oh, yeah.
And you guys got raided by the police.
I remember reading Brave New World in like 2 hours because I did not read it when I was supposed to, and I just put it on my television and mainlined it. Like, and
you cheated.
Well, I did read it. I read the whole book, but I don't, you know. But like,
you wanted to walk fresh to the meeting.
But yeah, it was. Yeah, I do remember the book club, and it's weird because I do read about books being banned all the time on Twitter, was it x.com? Even like Elon, he doesn't even call it like X, whatever. Twitter, x.com.
I should buy x.com while we're at it.
Yeah,
I could probably beat him to it.
He probably is not purchasing because he forgot to buy it.
Oh my god,
but that's something I see on there, like all these book bans that are happening, and it's like really concerning. Like what the criteria is, it's just
anything,
whatever makes someone feel like whatever makes like Melissa feel uncomfortable on like a Saturday afternoon. And like some of these people would just submit lists of thousands and thousands of books that they could have like never read, and then they're like, well, we have to investigate this.
I doubt that most of these people have never read any of the books, honestly. It's just the point, they're trying to make a point, and it doesn't matter,
you know? Just read books
or that too, or maybe just like looked for some dirty word or some shit like that, you know.
It's so
and
bizarre.
If you open up my books, you're gonna get a lot of that.
Couple dirty words. Couple dirty words in this podcast too, right, Debbie?
You'd probably buy that book on frozenpizza.com when maybe it's all set up.
And once we set that shit up.
Isn't it funny how that woman was mad at me for swearing, but like this is called No Chingues.
You missed the
that was very
the headline. Like, you're not the audience. You know, that's kind of the point.
Yeah, we had an awning for you to not walk in the store.
Yeah,
they didn't want to buy.
It's like a vegan going to like the hot dog shop.
Yeah, yeah.
I want
mad.
Your meatiest dog. Yeah.
The internet, nuts.com. You know,
that's probably available too.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Definitely not.
There's a commercial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I bet
I've tasted the nuts. They're nice. Oh,
okay.
I've had them.
What was the flavor
from nuts.com?
I had some roasted cashews and pecans and
it's all types of nuts.
All types of
nuts. Roasted pecans or like raw pecans?
Roasted.
Oh. She said fancy.
Remember that one time? She's fancy. She goes to Costco. She wears her Banana Republic shirt from Costco. Right. Yeah.
I don't think anyone's bought nuts.com for themselves in their life. Unless they're like, you always send it to someone you don't know as a gift. Like that. That's the only way. Like that. Like there's no one who's like, I'm gonna get some shit for myself from nuts.com.
People, I have bought nuts before.
I do that.
I bought nuts before. Not from nuts.com.
But I do that because nuts. That's how I search for stuff. So I don't even know how to get nuts. Otherwise, like I just go nuts.com and then whatever comes up, that's where I get my nuts. But yeah.
I don't think I get my nuts from there. I get them from, I don't know, Amazon probably.
Which you get your nuts
that's
from
a real
Amazon?
Problem.
Amazon, yeah, unfortunately, yes. They have a great nut selection.
They're made in a lab.
Costco, oh no, Costko has great nuts. Costko's nuts.
You're all on Costco's nuts.
Yeah, I am. Dangling from Costco's nuts.
Where do you get these nuts from?
Costco. That's where I got them from. I use my sister's membership.
It's not even yours.
To get all over those nuts.
Oh my God. This is Sea Chingus.
Yeah, it has to be.
And it's the point in the night where we have to cleanse our spirits with some good shit and things that make us feel excited about life. So I can start with one. I feel cheated that I didn't know about Little Richard until now. Like, I knew he existed. I knew he was a person. But I didn't know the history. I didn't know how important he was until I watched this documentary just recently, and it was on HBO Max. And so this person who I saw on Sesame Street and shit, like, I didn't really think anything of him. I'm like, oh, he's a peculiar looking fellow, right? But as a kid, I didn't understand like what he represented, and now I do, and I'm just so interested in him and in awe of what he did and how he, and then mad that he didn't get the credit that he deserved throughout his life. And so, well,
just give him a little taste, because I feel like we looked at the statistics. Babies are listening to the show. They don't know who the fuck Little Richard is.
Oh yeah,
like, they don't know who
any,
the fuck
any Sesame is. Street babies yeah. will. So
yeah, people yeah. our age, yeah. but, you know, like if you're like 20, I don't yeah. unless they saw the shit on Netflix or wherever the fuck that was.
That's true. Yeah. I'm over here like an old lady, but not acknowledging.
And you're saying this
old he is.
But he's a rock and roll pioneer. No,
he yes. created rock and roll. Like yes. I am literally reading a book about yeah. how someone said Little Richard created. Multiple people think he created rock and roll.
Yeah.
And he's also black. He's also
queer.
Queer.
Pancake
yeah.
number 31, I think, yeah. is his favorite.
Rudy Tootie.
Rudy Tootie?
Tootie Fruity is about butt sex, guys.
Oh.
That's what I learned. Mm. I like it. Mm. You know?
It's banned book territory.
Oh, that makes a Wap Baba Loop. Yeah, that makes yeah. sense. Yeah, uh-huh. I get a Wap Baba Loop.
I see. About fucking.
Yeah. I see what's happening there. But I see the vision.
And so many artists just stole his image, his moves, everything about him, his sauce, you know. But that shit you can't buy. Like, you have it. And so someone like Elvis, to me, I've never liked. I don't know. He just felt false.
I'm a big Elvis fan.
Not surprising. No, you're wearing your Elvis outfit right now.
Yeah.
Taco Elvis? Meat out.
But I could see that he took
Elvis. As usual.
He took yeah. a lot of that juice for sure. That direct line yeah. on that juice.
He wouldn't be who he was without Little Richard yeah. and he didn't receive the credit that he deserved. Like, he was the original gangster. Like,
yeah.
Fuck. And, damn.
Am I making this up, or did a documentary or movie come out recently? Is that part of what brought this up?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, that, I might have missed it. Yeah.
I guess you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, your only job is just to listen when we're doing a podcast.
When a woman is talking. Jeez.
You guys suck.
Sexist.
Shameful.
Is it a movie or a documentary?
It's a documentary, okay. And it's so good, and I want to watch it again, actually. I'm fascinated by him. Just like how queer and flamboyant he was, and he just, and then also when he kind of renounced his sexuality, also like why that happened. It's just all fascinating, and he's just a cool ass dude.
You know, it's so funny about the 80s, 90s, 70s. It's like someone like Little Richard could be like if you were to meet him today, be like, oh, he's a very gay, he's gay. He's always been the gayest person I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. But like, no one would be like, he was gay. Like, he's gay. Like, at the time, you know what I mean? Or like, it's
shrouded in another language.
It's so interesting, but it's like, it's obvious. Like,
yeah, you know, everyone knew.
Yeah, right.
There's a really great book that just came out. This is, it's called Why Willie Mae Thornton Matters, I believe. And it talks about a lot of, like, one of Little Richard's contemporaries, Willie Mae Thornton, mm-hmm. who was this blues lady who was demonstrably queer. She wore overalls. She wore men's suits. Like,
I love it.
They're talking about like she had on the same suit as like the owner of the club and stuff. And and they didn't like that. Like, people did not like that. But she's like, no, I'm gonna be me. Like, and she was like a very powerful woman.
You know how much courage you had to,
to
do
that shit. God.
A black woman, so like from beautiful. The South. Yeah. And Little Richard and her and like some other like queer musicians around that era, that time period, knew each other, and they hung out. Like, that's one of his contemporaries, and like Little Richard shows up in the book, and they talk about the great respect we should have for him and other queer artists around that time who, like, no one would say they were queer. They were just like, oh, like blah blah blah. But like, if you listen to the music, like,
yeah, Tutti like Frutti, blues?
Yeah, blues.
Oh my God, super queer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like in Big Mama Willie Mae Thornton, she wouldn't change the gender. Like, you wouldn't know who she was talking about, but like, she could be talking about anyone. I think it sounds like anyone can get it from her. She was a voracious woman.
Truly voracious. Like, think about how brave these people were, man. Like, that's what they like. Just,
it's astounding.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
She didn't give a fuck. Yeah. Like,
they did not give
like
a fuck.
Like, Little Richard, he's walking around like he amazing. Walked so Prince could fly.
Yeah,
basically. Exactly. And so many other people. So, yeah, I just wanted to give him props because, damn.
Yeah. If folks haven't seen him, I mean, this would be crazy if people have seen him in that format and never saw him on Sesame Street, because I would watch the whole episode to watch him because he was towards the end. Like, he was like, awesome. that voice awesome. Was so yeah. lively, and like, even as a kid, it's like it got you captivated.
And he's so interesting, like, on stage. He's just like,
there's no one like him. My dad even loves Little Richard, I learned recently.
Good for him.
I was taken aback. I was like, really? There's like layers to this, you know, quiet Mexican man here.
Surprised he didn't DM that to me. He loves sending me DMs.
He Whoa. Thinks you're great. Okay.
Wow. All right.
But what are the DMs about?
Just like, hello, how are you doing? I hope you're well.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Some picture sometimes.
Look, every time my dad sees you, he's just very pleased.
Yeah, when I came to see you all the other day, he's like the first one that saw me. His face lit up when he saw me through the window. He like came over to the door. He was like the first one to greet me.
Oh man. Wow. All right. Well,
that was enlightening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
enlightening.
He's
about
a funny
who's,
guy. He's a
sliding
funny guy.
Up in your DMs, Maurice.
Are there any other Si Chinguesses?
No. It does remind me of I used to watch this back in the day, the Temptations movie. I'm just throwing out movies of the singers of these times. And that's really it's a throwaway, but like I want it to be known to if you like the documentary, there's a couple pivots that you can get into movie form.
Watch a nice movie and just like though it's like, you know, movies aren't super factual. Like one thing they do is like if you didn't even hear this motherfucker, like, oh, now I know that this exists. And
And these movies got the start of like rock and roll, and obviously they dramatize, but they try to spin this or like paint this picture of rock and roll started in these little networks.
Black people just created
Yeah.
everything cool.
Although I have a warning. I just want to put out a quick warning. I think a lot of black people specifically think the five heartbeats were real because that movie was so good and so much a part of the culture. But like, they were a fictional band, so like, they're not.
That's a good one.
There were only four heartbeats.
Yeah. I thought they were real for the longest, and then like, I was like, oh, they're not a real group, but they like portray that time. So that's like a very fictionalized version of like that time. Have you seen it before?
No. Yeah, you just broke my heart for that one. Oh. I never thought twice about it. I was just like, oh, it's another band.
Oh.
played by killer actors. Oh, man. I love that.
The fictional band. Yeah.
I'm like, damn, they're having a good old time.
I'm sorry. I broke the illusion.
Yeah, I wanted to be a rock star for like 2 weeks after I saw that.
Oops. Just like Santa Claus, who may or may not be real.
Oh, yeah.
Like Sean Fuck King Santa. May or may not
be real. For you, unless you're 7 or like 6 and you're listening, he's real.
Yeah, while you're sleeping. Yep.
And go to bed.
I have a Si Chingas. I have a couple of Si Chingas, if I'm allowed. If I'm allowed.
Okay.
It'll be quick.
Okay. All right. I guess so.
One of them is, it's a Netflix show called Blue Eye Samurai that I really enjoyed. It's interesting. It's about this woman in feudal Japan who is an assassin. And she's like a very vengeful, very strong-willed, and very unusual person for that time, because that's like a time where women were supposed to be very submissive, very quiet, very weak, and like she is like an incredible fighter. And it's based on the creators are I think a Japanese American woman and a white man, and their daughter has blue eyes, so they base that the character off of their daughter. But it's very interesting. It's very adult. And I don't mean it in like a porny way. I mean it like it's adult in a way that it talks about these very serious topics in a very intriguing way, and it treats the viewers as if they're adults. So that's my first one. And my second one is the Spider-Man PS5 game. I know if there's any gamers that listen to this, I heard Jorge has the game as well. It's an amazing game. So if you want a little bit of escapism, you can feel like... I usually play as Miles when I can, obviously.
Yeah, that's true.
But for some reason, they made Spider-Man, like Peter Parker, like cheeked up, double cheeked up in that game. And I don't understand why.
Oh.
He's got BBL. Yeeks in that game. Yeah, he got the BBL. He got
the full one.
The
full.
He got the full one. Yeah, he had the money for it.
Yeah. Damn.
Not even from Turkey. Like
he
real...
went to Brazil. Yeah, he went to Rio.
From the BBL.
I like how you put it though. Talking about escapism, it's a great game. I haven't played games in years. I saw it. I remember how good they've all been, but. Yeah, it's like a movie that you're in is the simple way, like, I'll put it. Because it's not like any of the movies, but it's pulling from them. So it's like, if you read a fiction book with a control, it's what they spin you, so.
Would I like video games?
Because you feel like you're Spider-Man. The way they do it, it's like you are, like, flying through the air and doing all these flips. And
so you can choose your own adventure book.
If you like doing flips. Yeah,
think of it like that. Think of it like a choose
It's
your
really
own
weird, book. But it feels like you're, I don't know if you agree, it feels like you're Spider-Man. Like, you can control the character in a way that it's, like, very, like,
damn.
Fun.
You're selling me.
Oh, maybe just get a PS5 with a or like get a P. Actually, I think PS5 box with shoes that
Maybe
you do like books.
Get your PS5 with just full of books.
Okay.
PS5 box full of books, and you'll be like, oh yeah, I thought this was actually a PS5, and I hate that shit.
Okay.
But these are books.
I know you're right. No, I'm not gonna.
I feel like she's just gonna buy like 2,000 PS5s out of spite now, just to get them away. On frozenpizza.com. Nothing.
No,
to
you
me.
Can't. You can't get PS5s from frozenpizza.com. But you can probably get frozen pizza. Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll
can't get frozen pizza from Kindle.com. No, you just can't. Mm-mm. It's only one way.
Kindle.
Yeah.
Did you try?
I tried one time.
Oh, sad. Sorry that happened.
It's getting weird here, so.
You won't get that in a book.
Let's wrap it up.
That's what Jorge's saying. All right. Good night.
Wait.
What? Oh, yeah. What are they supposed
Give
to
us
do?
All the stars and shit, mm-hmm. okay? And say nice things about us and then tell everyone you know.
Yep.
And you could have parties in which you gather and listen to No Chingas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's just one suggestion.
No Chingas is parties. Mm, that could be lit in like a Brooklyn warehouse.
Yeah,
12 hours of No Chingas while you're high on mushrooms and Molly. Yeah. Could you?
Oh my God.
Right, well, more
the 2-year anniversary in Bushwick.
Yeah.
Which for real.
It's we'll do up. New York, which we never talk about. Yeah. Ever talk about. This is the most like Chicago ass show. We'll do
it. Yeah. We should talk about New York today.
Yeah. We talked about the salmon chopped cheese.
Oh, yeah. Like
rats?
Briefly.
Didn't we talk about rats?
We didn't talk about rats. Yeah,
give us 85 high fives on the internet. All right. Peace.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. All that shit.